Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have Olivier Moussa, the newly appointed CEO of Atome Energy, which is a sustainable hydrogen production company. Hi, Olivier. How are you?
Good morning, Rob. Doing very well. Thank you.
Good to hear. So I think the first question is basically, what is Atome Energy?
Well, Atome Energy is going to be the first dedicated production ammonia, green hydrogen focused production company with assets in Paraguay and Iceland to start with. Originally, Atome was incubated within UK listed company President Energy, which is a oil and gas producer. And we intend to take the same business model of producing energy molecules, but using green energy.
So for those who don't really know much about green hydrogen and ammonia, do you think you can just give a simplistic overview?
I'll try. So hydrogen it's been a molecule used for quite a while. It's actually the smallest molecule in the world, but it's also very energy intensive. The way to produce hydrogen, you've got two ways. Right? One, you essentially use natural gas and you crack that molecule of natural gas to end up with a molecule of hydrogen, which is how more than 90% of the hydrogen produced today has been produced. Apologies. Otherwise, you use electricity and you have with a very high current and using an electrolyzer, you essentially crack a molecule of water, which will give you hydrogen on one part and oxygen on the other part. And hydrogen, as far as the uses, it's been used in chemical processes, lightly in transport and in small industrial applications. But now we are getting to the point where it can be deployed to a much wider utilities, including using in large transport, in trucks, in fabrication of metals. So we are getting to a point where that becomes quite a very, very interesting tool in helping the energy transition.
And we've heard a lot about hydrogen over the past few years. So why is now the time to invest?
Well, indeed, we've been able to produce green hydrogen for quite a number of decades. Why now? I think it's a little bit like solar panels. We've had solar panel technology for decades as well, but it's only in the past about, 15 years that not only the technology had advanced enough, but also the regulatory that had advanced enough so that now solar panels are widely accepted as part of the energy mix. When it comes to hydrogen, we're getting exactly at the same point. And to give you a sense of scale, it is estimated by 2050, about 10 to 20% of all energy consumption will be linked to hydrogen. So 10 to 20%, if you think that hydrogen is probably the best, because it is a molecule, is the best way to displace oil and gas. If we consider that we produce about 100 million barrels a day, that's our consumption globally of oil, that's about 10 million barrels at a minimum of the system that hydrogen can replace. And so obviously, technology has been very important to make sure that hydrogen is now a viable, competitive molecule to be part of the energy transition. But also it is the regulatory environment. Obviously, COP26, a lot of noise was made around hydrogen and a lot of support. To give you a sense about governments have announced over the next 10 years about $80 billion of support dedicated to hydrogen. So we are in this confluence of regulatory environment, technology advancement, and also investors ready to take a plunge to make sure that this becomes a reality.
Great. And what about production? What's your timeline there?
So as we have announced, we have signed a number of letters of interest and MOUs. So we know where the electricity is going to come from. So it is going to be in Paraguay with the hydroelectric dam of Itaipu, the second largest dam in the world, and in Iceland using geothermal energy. We also have agreed a site where we will be constructing. So that allows us to really focus on the production of hydrogen, and which means that in about 2 years' time, so end of 2023, early 2024, we should reach first production on both sites.
Okay, and you've mentioned two locations. So why Iceland and Paraguay?
So, why Paraguay and Iceland? I mean, clearly, these are already two of the greenest electricity producing countries in the world. Itaipu Dam is the second largest electric dam in the world. But it's also really an opportunity, and especially for Paraguay, which had to import all of its energy. And I'm talking about fertilizers, I'm talking about diesel, gas. So historically, it had to import everything. And now, this is a country which has an opportunity to also become an exporter of energy. Because hydrogen and ammonia, you can essentially ship it to other markets. And it helps reduce the energy its energy dependence. From an Icelandic point of view, yes, they're already one of the greenest countries in the world as far as their energy consumption. But they have other industries which they are wanted to green as part of their COP commitments. So this is where obviously we have, our mission is to produce hydrogen and ammonia, but also it is also a very good way to help these countries meet their climate commitments as they're trying to transition to the future economy.
Are you looking to expand to other territories?
So we will. I mean, clearly we'll be very busy with these two sites, and they've been chosen on purpose because you have available green energy on tap. We're going to be using excess energy, and the speed of execution for us. There's a lot of technology. A lot of companies had focused on technology for hydrogen, very few on production. And our view is we need to accelerate the production. So clearly, these two sites is going to be the high priority. These two sites also have growth potential in them. There's a lot more power capacity in both Iceland and Paraguay. And we will be looking outside of these countries in the near future, but with the same strategy of looking for available green electricity. We don't want to be a power developer at this point in time.
Okay. And I think also it's worth touching on about the London listing. Do you think you can just tell us a bit more about that?
Absolutely. So as I mentioned earlier, our parent company, President Energy, was really the incubator for Atome. And we believe that the market is now ready to have a hydrogen production company listed in the London Stock Exchange on AIM. It will be the first one. So we aim to list by the end of the year. But clearly, as President is our majority shareholder, if people wanted to invest in Atome now, they would have to buy President share before the listing. And we will then be a 100% purely green energy focused company listed by the end of the year.
Thanks for updating us on the listing. My last question then basically is going to be hydrogen and ammonia are your focus at the moment. Are there any other energy types or sources that you're looking at?
So when you think about green hydrogen and green ammonia, you are already covering a green solution for transport, for agriculture, and for industry. So for us, this is more than enough to deal with. So clearly, our focus will continue to be on the production of green ammonia, green hydrogen, and really to be a producer. We will have partnership with off-takers who will then obviously take care of the product. But for us, being a producer and a green producer is really the most important thing.
Okay, well, thank you for taking the time to speak to ShareTalk today. Obviously, we'll take a keen interest about what's happening with the London listing and news that you'll have for the market.
Looking forward to speaking again.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.